Love this series, Ambulance Australia. It's a fantastic series on the Wind Network. Jan and Andrew are life partners, also partners as paramedics. And we've got the lovely Jan on the Dog and Bone. Very good morning to you, Jan. How are you this morning?
Very well this morning, thank you. How are you this morning?
Great to catch up with you. I'm very well, thank you. And Season 3, Episode 3, from what I believe, it's a very, very powerful episode tonight. And it's on at 7:30, like I mentioned, on the Wind Network. What can you tell us about tonight's episode?
Tonight's episode, they're using three of our stories. One is a beautiful story about a little CP boy who has some difficulty in breathing. Another one we have is a beautiful palliative care lady who's just spending her last days at home and was leaving her home for the last time. And our third one was a gentleman who had collapsed and went into cardiac arrest, and we did some CPR and managed to get some return of circulation on our way back to hospital. So, yeah, they're going to use three of our stories today.
Yeah, I have great admiration for the work that you guys do. It's just an amazing thing. I mean, you're heroes. I mean, ultimately, you're responsible for saving lives, aren't you?
Well, that's definitely one part of what we do. Obviously, we can't always save everybody's lives. We certainly get out there and do whatever we can do to help people and get them to where they need to be to get the help they need.
Obviously, I mean, we look for the best solution in everything, but sometimes things don't work out, like you just mentioned. I mean, how do you cope with something like that?
I think with the support of Queensland Ambulance, you know, we're well trained in what we do, and we absolutely understand that we can't save everybody. We'll certainly try our hardest to do everything we can do. Ultimately, it comes down to that, you know, everybody dies eventually, and sometimes it just happens a lot sooner than people would expect. And sometimes people are given a lot of warning, and you know, that's a slow, gradual process, and they have time to be able to hopefully deal with the grieving and a little bit ahead of the actual time coming to an end.
Now, I mentioned that Andrew, we're going to speak with him as well, but obviously Andrew's driving at the moment. So, Jan, what can you tell us? I mean, like I mentioned earlier, I mean, you guys are life partners, you work together. How does that work for you?
It takes a lot of organisation with our lives. Andrew works full-time and I do part-time around his hours, so our employer is very great in relation to allowing me to be able to do that. We also have a very strong community of friends and family that we rely on if we do get stuck, you know, at a job where we've both turned up to an accident on the road or something, and if the kids are due to be picked up, we have people we can reach out to who can help us out along the way. And I think it helps having a partner who is a paramedic or in any emergency services, that you do miss a lot of important things, weddings or people's funerals and Christmas and Easter and all those things. I think that some people, not take for granted, have the ability to be able to just, you know, go to Aunt Mabel's 80th birthday on a Sunday afternoon. You know, we miss those kinds of things because that's the nature of our job.
Terrific stuff, and you do it so well. Looking forward to seeing tonight's episode. Like I say, 7:30 on the Wind Network. It's Ambulance Australia. Check out the life partners and, like I say, partners in crime when it comes to work as well, which is fantastic. You've got two kids that you're bringing up. It's an amazing thing that you're doing. And thank you so much for your work and your service.
Oh, it's a pleasure. As I said, we really enjoy it. We really love it.
Make sure you check it out, 7:30 on the Wind Network.